Zelensky condemns brutal Russian rocket attack on apartment buildings that killed three. By Breitbart London on June 3, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, a Russian attack on the Ukrainian city of Sumy on Tuesday, in which at least three people were killed and many others injured, was described by President Volodymyr Zelensky as brutal. According to authorities, a barrage of multiple rockets struck apartment buildings and a medical facility in the center of the northeastern city a day after direct peace talks made no progress on ending the three-year war. Zelensky said one of the rockets fired at Sumy pierced the wall of an apartment building but failed to detonate. "That's all you need to know about Russia's desire to end this war," Zelensky wrote in a post on Telegram. "It is clear that without global pressure, without decisive action from the United States, Europe, and everyone in the world who holds power, Russian President Vladimir Putin will not agree even to a ceasefire." At talks in Istanbul on Monday, delegations from the warring countries agreed to swap dead and wounded troops. But their terms for ending the war remained far apart. The war has killed more than 12,000 Ukrainian civilians, according to the United Nations, as well as tens of thousands of soldiers on both sides along the roughly 1,000-kilometer 620-mile front line where the war of attrition is grinding on despite U.S.-led efforts to broker a peace deal. Though Russia has a bigger army and more economic resources than Ukraine, a spectacular Ukrainian drone attack that Ukrainian officials said damaged or destroyed more than 40 warplanes at air bases deep inside Russia was a serious blow to the Kremlin's strategic arsenal and its military prestige. Both Zelensky and Putin have been eager to show U.S. President Donald Trump that they share his ambition to end the fighting, thereby aiming to avoid possible punitive measures from Washington. Ukraine has accepted a U.S.-proposed ceasefire, but the Kremlin effectively rejected it. Putin has made it clear that any peace settlement has to be on his terms. A senior Ukrainian delegation led by First Deputy Prime Minister and Economy Minister Yulia Sviridenko has traveled to Washington for talks about defense, sanctions and post-war recovery, Andriy Yermak, the head of Ukraine's presidential office, said Tuesday. The delegation will meet with representatives from both major U.S. political parties, as well as with advisors to Trump, Yermak added. Dmitry Medvedev, a former Russian president who now serves as deputy head of the country's Security Council chaired by Putin, indicated Tuesday there would be no let-up in Russia's invasion of its neighbor. "The Istanbul talks are not for striking a compromise peace on someone else's delusional terms but for ensuring our swift victory in the complete destruction of Ukraine's government," he said. In an apparent comment on the latest Ukrainian strikes, he declared that retribution is inevitable. "Our army is pushing forward and will continue to advance," Medvedev said, adding that everything that needs to be blown up will be blown up, and those who must be eliminated will be. Ukrainians on the streets of Kyiv welcomed their country's stunning drone strike on Russian air bases but were gloomy about the chances for a peace agreement. "The Russians won't negotiate peace with anyone," said 43-year-old Ukrainian serviceman Oleh Nikolenko. "Russia has invested too many resources in this war to just stop for nothing." Anastasia Nikolenko, a 38-year-old designer, said diplomacy can't stop the fighting. "We need to show by force, by physical force, that we cannot be defeated," she said. Russia has recently expanded its attacks on Sumy and in the Kharkiv region following Putin's promise to create a buffer zone along the border that might prevent long-range Ukrainian attacks hitting Russian soil. Sumy is about 25 kilometers, 15 miles, from the Russian border. It had a pre-war population of around 250,000.